Is there something you would say to someone who is maybe a non-believer or not really been exposed to much worship music or this kind of music? Is there anything you would say to someone like that about your album?
Yeah, I mean, I just, in general, to someone who's a non-believer, you know, a lot of times people, and I don't want to say rightly so, but a lot of times people are turned off because of what someone did, another person, mm-hmm. another imperfect person, or a mm-hmm. church, or there's a misunderstanding, or someone that was supposed to be representing God did something and it just changed their view of God because of what someone did. There's always people involved with why someone doesn't believe in God. And mm-hmm. I just had this thought the other night. I said, a lot of times that's our main issue with our belief in God, our connection to God, is we connect our relationship with God so much to our surroundings and how people have affected us. It's really sad. And I would like to encourage people, like, push all of that aside, push the offense, push the imperfections of people that have led you to the point in your life where you don't believe or you're whatever. And just to connect like this, like when I had my nervous breakdown, I had to connect with God as if I was on a deserted island for the rest of my life with nobody else there. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when you're put in that position where you are going after God, not because of something or because of someone else, or I'm not going to go after God because I don't believe because this person did this, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually go after God from the point of view that everywhere you look in creation, it points to a creator. When you go after God, knowing that I know there's something else out there that's bigger than me. I know there has to be something that's bigger than me that holds this world together. I mean, you look at science, it's amazing what it mm-hmm. takes for things to grow and live. When you approach God from that point of view, aside from the offense and the little stuff, I believe that, like, that's the answer. You're going to find God right as clear as day. And I think keeping a relationship with God is just as important. Approaching God as if that sacred time with him, that sacred moment that is like almost disconnected from the hustle and bustle of everyday life is a big deal. I just feel like there's so many distractions and things that get in the way of a pure relationship with God, and it's actually not complicated. It's quite simple. Mm-hmm. There is a creator that created everything and sent his son. And when we approach that, like almost with a clean slate, and just say, God, you know, if you're real, speak to me. If you're real, reveal yourself to me. And mm-hmm. I believe God will always reveal himself to a hungry heart, to someone that knows that they are not God, that someone that really genuinely wants to know a creator, you know? So.
Yes, I agree. Bye. Definitely. Well, thank you. Yes. That's a good message. That's a message a lot of Christians also need to hear, as far as like not looking at people when you're trying to seek God, because we're all going to mess up at some point. So I appreciate you speaking with me on behalf of the Hope Line.
Awesome. Thank you.